I'm now speaking to Associate Professor Ross Coleman from the Coastal and Marine Ecosystem Group at the University of Sydney, who is involved in this project. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER today.
No worries. Good morning.
Now, how did you come up with the idea to use flower pots to increase biodiversity?
Well, it actually came from a much earlier project run by my predecessor here. And we just looked at what was missing on seawalls. And if you look at a seawall, it's covered in oysters. But really, what's missing from the normal seawall environment is things that are there on rocky shores, which is places that hold water when the tide is out.
And so what is special about these flower pots?
Not a lot, really. They're bits of concrete that are moulded in the shape. But the key thing is, they've got a rough surface, which marine organisms like, and also they hold water when the tide's out. So if you're a marine organism that can't tolerate being dried out, think of a poor fish, for example, then this is a good place to be.
So I assume that these flower pots, is there also some grass or some greenery involved in these pots?
Well, the previous pots, which are now looking really good, we put in Blackwattle Bay, are now developing algae. So your viewers can go, listeners can go and look for themselves. The City of Sydney, who are our research partners in this, are running a urban foreshore biodiversity tour down at Blackwattle Bay on the 17th of March. And people can go and see those. And one of us, either myself or Becky, the PhD student involved in this, will be there to talk to people about it and discuss what's happening. But to go back to your point about sort of foliage and green structures, we're trying to accelerate the colonization of the pots by introducing a different type of rough surface. And unusually for much of this research, we've actually thought about not putting plastic in. So many people put plastic items into the ocean, and we're trying to avoid that. We're trying to say, okay, we'll use natural biodegradable surfaces, in this case, coir, which is a product of coconut farming, a natural byproduct, and then we'll use that to accelerate the way that seaweeds and algae can colonize these pots.
That's really fascinating. And so I guess, what do the flower pots exactly do to protect the sea life, and how exactly do they work?
Well, what's happening is we're losing lots of our natural shoreline. Up to 80% of Sydney Harbour's natural shoreline has gone, and it's been replaced by this artificial habitat of a seawall. And so the advantage of the flower pots is that we can add natural features or add features that are missing without disrupting the seawall too much and without costing ratepayers and government lots of money. So we did some early work in North Sydney replacing a length of seawall that cost $3 million. Well, the seawall had to be replaced. And in that, we built some biodiversity features. But these pots are much cheaper. You know, it's $300 a pot, roughly. And they add animals and plants that wouldn't normally be there. So they add biodiversity. And what's more, they attract fish to come and see them. So fish will be attracted to new structures in the marine environment, and they'll come along because there's potential for food. So that actually increases fish activity around the seawalls that wouldn't normally be there.
And so before installing in the flower pots, what was the state of the biodiversity like? How bad was it?
Well, the easiest way to think of them is urban deserts. So of all the organisms that would be present, you'd only really get oysters and a few things that live in and around oysters. And sometimes you wouldn't get those. So they would be incredibly sparse, what those of us in the trade call species depauperate. In other words, there are very few organisms living there compared to what you would see on a natural rocky shore, whether it's vertical or horizontal.
And so what noticeable improvements have you seen so far with after installing in the flower pots?
Well, we've seen some organisms that would not be present on seawalls stay there. We've seen the number of fish go up. We've seen fish, not just the numbers, we've seen different species appear. We've had, in a previous study, we had visits by an octopus. We have crabs and starfish that would normally be on a rocky shore. So we've actually increased the number of species. However, We're not necessarily sure of the exact mechanism, so which is why we've started the next phase of work with City of Sydney, and those are the new pots in Elizabeth Bay, off Potts Point, and in Farm Cove.
That's great. That's really great. Great to hear that there has been that increase in species. And I guess so now you've popped in flower pots into Blackwattle Bay and also Sydney's Harbour. Are there any other new places that you're planning to move into or to further stretch out the flower pots instalment?
So the flower pots are sort of one arm of a much wider research endeavour that's now worldwide. At the city, in Sydney, we started a thing called the World Harbours Project, which is run out of the Sydney Institute of Marine Sciences over in Chowder Bay. And that's connecting the research activities of many different universities across the world, looking at harbour issues. And one of the things we're doing is looking at if we seed things. So when we build a new structure, it's bare. So one of our research endeavors is if we put stuff on the new surfaces, add biology directly, does that increase colonization? And I can't talk about the results because it's an ongoing project. We put stuff down last November, December, so it's far too early for us to make any sort of inferences about what's going on. But the early vibe, if you like, looks good.
That's brilliant. Well, Associate Professor Russ Coleman, thank you so much for joining us on 2SCR today.
Thanks for the call. It's good to talk to you.
You too.